You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. Our topic today is keeping a personal medical record. Keeping an accurate record of your personal medical history is an important step in managing your health. Although each facility or doctor's office you visit keeps its own record of the medical care given to you there, it's a good idea to maintain and update a personal copy as well, so all medical information is combined into a single, more complete medical record. In this podcast, we'll talk about why it's useful to keep your own medical record, what to include, how to compile it, and ways to organize and store your records for safekeeping. Let's begin with different reasons it's useful to have a personal medical record. There are many. First, having a personal medical record is important if you transfer to a new doctor or facility, or if a record is lost or destroyed. A complete medical record gives new doctors the information they need to provide you with the best possible care throughout your lifetime, including follow-up care specific to your cancer diagnosis and treatment, as well as monitoring and treating any side effects from cancer treatment. This is especially useful for childhood cancer survivors because it provides vital information related to long-term health and treatment details that children may not remember later in life. In addition, having your medical records at home gives you time to read and understand them privately. This can help some people feel more in control of their health care. It can also help you better manage such financial paperwork as health insurance forms, taxes, and disability and life insurance. And if your cancer should come back, details about your original diagnosis and treatment can help your doctor design the best treatment plan. A personal record of your diagnosis and treatment may also be valuable for relatives, since some cancers have a genetic component. Many people wonder what type of information to include in a personal medical record. A good first step is to make sure it contains a complete medical history of your cancer experience, with contact information for all of the doctors, clinics, and hospitals involved in your diagnosis and treatment. It should include dates and details of your diagnosis and treatments, copies of all test and scan results, including the results of follow-up tests. Also, if there were any complications or side effects during or after treatment, include those details as well. Your files should note any kind of supportive care you received, including treatment for side effects, occupational therapy, or nutritional support. Be sure to provide information about other aspects of your health as well, including dates and details of other major illnesses, chronic health conditions, and any hospitalizations. It should have details of any physical exams and your family medical history as well. If you have recently been diagnosed with cancer and are currently in treatment, the best way to compile your personal medical record is to collect information on an ongoing basis. Here are five steps to help. Step number one, let the person who is giving you a test or procedure know that you would like a copy of the results or report. Step number two, ask for a copy of any new information added to your medical record at each doctor appointment. You may also want to write your own notes detailing what happened at every medical visit. Step number three, if you spend time in a hospital, ask to take a copy of your medical record with you when you leave. Step number four, consider keeping a health diary to record your symptoms and side effects of medications and treatments. And step number five, keep copies of medical bills, insurance claims, and any other medical correspondence. If you have completed treatment, it is not too late to compile a personal medical record. Consider writing or calling your oncologist's office to ask for a written summary of your cancer diagnosis and treatment. In addition, you can contact the medical records department of any facility, clinic, or center where you were treated and ask about getting a copy of your records. If you need help figuring out which records you need, ask your doctor, an oncology social worker, or someone from the medical records department at your treatment facility. If the task of compiling your medical record seems too overwhelming, ask for help from relatives or friends with this project. Another source of support is other cancer survivors who can provide advice on compiling a personal medical record. It's important to note that a federal law requires doctors and medical facilities to give patients access to their medical records, but it may take up to 6 months to receive a copy. You may also be charged a copying fee. However, the fee is regulated by state laws. Now let's discuss the different ways to organize your personal medical record. Many people organize their record by date or divide it into categories, such as test results, treatment summaries, and doctor appointments. Search for printable forms available online that can help you organize your medical record, including many on cancer.net. You may decide to store your medical record in a filing cabinet, a three-ring binder, a file folder, or even just a box. Many people keep at least part of their medical record on a computer. If you decide to keep your medical record electronically, you should print a copy to take with you to doctor appointments and regularly back up your record to ensure the information would not be lost if something happens to your computer. However you choose to organize your personal medical record, be sure to keep it in a secure location, such as a safe deposit box or fireproof home safe. You may also want to give a copy of important information to a relative or friend in case of an emergency. You can also maintain your personal medical record on the internet using a company that charges a fee for their services. With your permission, records stored online can be accessed by family members and doctors. Before choosing an online company, carefully check the security and confidentiality measures used to protect your medical information. ASCO has developed treatment plans and summary forms to help improve the documentation and coordination of cancer treatment and follow-up care. These forms can be downloaded free of charge on cancer.net. And remember that it's important to talk with your doctor about the best way to document your medical history. For more information on this topic, contact your doctor or visit www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this cancer.net podcast.